This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We discovered that there's a lunar eclipse happening this week. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We got a guy for that. Vince the Pizza Prince, Vince Cianfici. And we had him on the solar eclipse. And I said, well, why not the lunar eclipse? And here he is. Vince, how are you?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great. So tell us, what is going to happen and when?
Yeah, so, last time I was on, we were talking solar eclipse. Now we got lunar eclipse. So this is going to happen Thursday night into Friday, and it's a long event. Lunar eclipses are a lot different than solar. So it'll be Thursday night into Friday. You're going to want to get up, pretty early or stay up pretty late, I guess.
Okay.
To see it.
It's starting about 1 in the morning?
Well, so the actual partial, called the penumbral eclipse, begins right around midnight, actually.
Okay.
But what you really want to see is you want to see the umbral lunar eclipse, which is the total. And that begins around 2:30 in the morning, Bob.
Okay. Let me ask a question. Well, yeah. I guess we're on the Earth. How do we even perceive it when it is the Earth blocking the Moon from the Sun?
Let me clarify. So what we have is we have a full Moon, of course, and you kind of need a full Moon. You have to really have a full Moon for a total lunar eclipse. And what happens is the Earth rotates in between the Moon and the Sun, right? And so if you're on the right side of the Earth, the dark side, and you're looking out at the Moon, the shadow of the Earth is going to be cast upon the Moon, and it actually can be a very beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We call it a blood moon is what it's referred to as, and so that's how we can view it.
So there's going to be a blood moon on top of this eclipse. Am I right that they're two different events?
So, Bob, what we do, we call it a blood moon because of the color. So what happens is, as the sunlight goes around the Earth, it actually goes through the atmosphere surrounding the Earth and comes out the other side. And the atmosphere kind of scatters and filters the light, and it takes out a lot of the blues. And what it does is allows the red to come through. So the moon actually will get some color to it. And depending on the condition of the atmosphere, if it's not too dusty or there's not a lot of debris in the atmosphere, depending on that, will affect the color. So we're kind of thinking like a coppery orange to like maybe a light red, and sometimes you get even a deep red color to the moon. It's actually visually pretty stunning. Really is. Let's hope there's no clouds tonight.
Midnight eclipse
is what I mean.
Vince Cianfici is our guest. He's better known to many of you as Vince the Pizza Prince. Vince, so is it good? Like, how long does it take for the Earth to cast its shadow on the Moon, or is it an instantaneous event?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, Bob. And actually, if you look at the solar eclipse we talked about, right? Can you believe it's almost a year now?
Honest to gosh.
I can't believe it was like a year in April. So the solar happens fast. A total solar eclipse, you know, totality can be anywhere from, a minute, under a minute, to perhaps several minutes. A lunar eclipse is, it's a lot different. It happens the whole entire evening, really. It's going to be like a six-hour event.
Okay.
If you're really hardcore and you want to just, you know, be up all night, a lot of amateur photographers, a lot of professionals, they take photos at different stages, and so they'll be up from the very beginning to the very end. I think, you know, for people who just want to really see it, the best thing is you want to get up at maximum eclipse about 2:33 in the morning, and that's when you'll see it. So that the totality for this lunar eclipse, you know, lasts, oh geez, probably about an hour or so. So, you know, anytime really between 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning, you know, you can get up, you can peek out your window and see, go outside. But my recommendation is to get up right at the very middle at about 3 in the morning if you want to see it, you know, see the blood moon. And like I said earlier, let's hope there's no clouds.
Vince Cianfici, tell me, what do you see at the spot the moon exists at that time? Just nothing? Or is it a shadow or what?
Yeah, so it's really fascinating. If you when the umbral part of the shadow starts covering the moon, the umbral part of the Earth's shadow starts covering the moon, it really kind of looks like it's disappearing. It's really interesting. I mean, you'll still see the full disk of the moon, but the best part is when it's fully covered. It darkens quite a bit. You know, it's noticeable, and I've observed these in the past with clouds, and, you know, you have a full moon, the clouds are, you know, glowing underneath the full moon, but then when it's eclipsed, you know, obviously is very dark, so you don't get all that moon glow on the ground or anything like that. But when you're looking at the moon, you're actually seeing the full moon still, but, you know, it's just very dark, has that red color, that coppery red color. Very stunning if you've got binoculars. And another thing about this eclipse, for the lunar eclipse, is that, you know, you can use your binoculars.
Yeah, there's no danger from it. There's no danger looking at it.
No danger at all. Yeah, not like the sun, which, you know, can blind you if you use, you know, a telescope or binoculars to view it. But this is something you can put a pair of binoculars up and really get a good close-up look. It's really beautiful.
Vince Cianfici is our guest. You know him as Vince the Pizza Prince, Southside Scranton.
Too much humility here.
But Vince.
They
know you as Vince the Pizza Prince. They don't know you as Vince the Eclipse guy.
Hobbies. Got to have good hobbies,
Bob. You're the Eclipse guy. But, all right, so.
The Eclipse guy now. Oh, I don't know.
That's right. But the Earth will darken. You'll notice because the light of the moon is gone, so the Earth will darken during this eclipse.
Yeah, I mean, the light cast down, the moonlight is really almost is like there's no moon.
Yeah,
because there's that much of a darkening effect. So yeah, you won't, you know, you've been out at night during a full moon, I'm sure, right? You could even see shadows cast.
I've howled at that, yes.
You know, so you won't really see that during totality. It gets really dark. All the light that's reflected off the moon during a full moon usually blacks out the sky. You can't see a lot of stars. During this lunar eclipse, you can see, you know, you can see the stars out there because the moon is now darkened. So a lot of times you'll have this reddish-colored, this blood moon, and then you have the stars around it. It's actually really, it's stunning. And anybody out there who's a little bit savvy with your camera or even your phone camera, you could probably grab some great shots with some of the newer phones now. I have great cameras.
And the totality is so long, and you also have an opportunity, you have no danger in looking directly and all that, that you could really check the whole scene out.
You can check it out. You can just hang out. You could have a little lunar eclipse party if you'd like. I don't know how much your neighbors will like it, but it could be out there in the backyard. But yeah, it's something that's a longer duration and you know, depending on the time of the year, too, if it's real cold out, you got to dress appropriately. But you'll be out there for a while looking. You'll be out there for a while.
Fascinating. Well, Vince, thank you very much. Lunar eclipse starting about midnight Thursday into the Friday, early hours of Friday morning. Totality between maybe 2:30 and 3:30. An interesting phenomenon. I appreciate you coming on to talk to us about it.
Well, you know, Bob, I really appreciate you having me on. I'm glad I can share a little bit of my little bit of knowledge with everyone. I hope everyone gets clear skies where you live, and this will be visible from all of North America, this part of the side of the planet, so to speak. So let's hope for clear skies, and even if you get a few clouds in between, that's another great thing about the longevity. You know, the clouds will come and go. So thanks for having me on, and I'm really happy to share, Bob.
All right, Vince Cianfici, Vince the Pizza Prince, now Vince the Eclipse Prince.